Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell. Okay, as the announcer said, we're here to answer your questions about nutrition, and our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who have been on the phones over the break, thanks for being there, and let's talk to Jacqueline from Brooklyn.
Hello. I have a question about potassium. I had noticed on a package of apricots and prunes there's about 425 milligrams of potassium. Yet when I went and I purchased a bottle of the supplement, it said potassium gluconate, 595 milligrams, and then on the label it stated potassium 99 milligrams derived from 595 milligrams of potassium gluconate. And I'd appreciate your explaining to me the relationship between those.
Okay. Potassium, as you noted, has to come from a potassium-containing salt. In this case, it's potassium gluconate. And that 500-some-odd milligrams of potassium gluconate, which is basically potassium and gluconate, provides you with 99 milligrams of potassium.
Okay. So then the same thing on the package of the apricot or the prune, that would be 425 milligrams. That would equate to the potassium gluconate.
Would equate to potassium.
So then the apricots and the prunes would have more, a higher level.
Absolutely.
That's surprising. Okay.
Now, why is that? Because the government, in their wisdom, decided that each dose of a vitamin or supplement should only have 99 milligrams and no more. You can't have more than 100 milligrams of potassium per tablet or capsule.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we only put that in there.
Okay. And if I may, if you have time for another question that was related to an advertisement that you had for one of the cod liver oil products.
Sure.
I was wondering, since that's an anti-inflammatory, can that be helpful for sinuses and someone like myself who suffers from allergies in reducing inflammation? And also, can pycnogenol be beneficial?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says you wouldn't take it like an Afrin or a Sudafed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have that kind of dramatic effect.
Mm-hmm.
But what it would do is gradually, probably over a period of weeks, reduce your tendencies toward inflammatory processes.
Okay, yeah. Because usually I try to increase my vitamin C dosage as an antihistamine, and I also use the nettles. I forget which variety it is.
Stinging nettle.
Yeah, the stinging nettle. And I was wondering if there's any other natural supplements that I could use to reduce the inflammation in the sinuses to relieve my allergic reactions.
The other one, which is very, very important, is a bioflavonoid called quercetin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something that I'm not taking. So the quercetin would be very helpful.
Yeah,
for
quercetin
the,
acts
yeah.
as a
and
natural
and
antihistamine.
And that acts fairly rapidly.
Okay, and one other question I had one.
You
to
got
answer.
A lot of one other questions, Jacqueline.
That's the last one. The cod liver oil. It had advertised that it's pleasant tasting. So does it also not repeat the fish oil taste?
No, you won't. You'll only repeat what you taste. So it happens to be a lemon flavor.
Uh-huh.
If you happen to repeat, you'll taste a lemon.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it, and I enjoy your program.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And next is Susan from Atlantic Beach, Long Island.
Hi, good afternoon. I was wondering if there's a multivitamin available without calcium, because I have a calcium problem.
Yeah, sure. The only thing I'd say is there are minor amounts of calcium. It's not like calcium free where, you know, there's no zero calcium. You know, you might find something with, 25, 30 milligrams of calcium, which is meaningless, really.
Okay.
One product which has a low amount of calcium is Solgar's VM75.
VM75,
it's a multivitamin from Solgar. If you look at the label of that, you can find it online. If you go to our website, you can you'll find, if you go to Solgar, you'll find VM75, and there's a little info thing. If you click the info thing, the info link, you'll find you'll be able to see the label of the product.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. And next we have Pat calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Okay, my question has to do in reference with my parents. Both of them in the 80s, 82 and 83, my mom had suffered a stroke, and which, thank God, she overcome it. But they had the doctor recommended some multivitamins. And I'm figuring which is the best one for her, what brand, multivitamins, with some antioxidants for both of them. Which one you could recommend me, because so many different ones when you go to the store.
Okay. You're going to come into Wilner's?
Yes.
Okay. There's a company called Super Nutrition, and they have, that's all they make is multivitamins. They must have about 20 or 25 different multivitamins for men, for women, for seniors, for menopause, for, you know, for just about everything, for people who have difficulty swallowing tablets and all things like that. So if you come in, you'll find something very, very suitable for your parents. And, you know, one of the nutritionists or pharmacists at Wilner's will be happy to guide you.
Okay. Also, one question for me. I did a bone test, and they say that I think it's -3. I had in the result, and sign of osteoporosis. He prescribed Fosamax, but I don't want to take those medications. So I'm taking some calcium, and, you know, you hear anything, you take calcium, you got to take the vitamin D with all sweating. But which one would you recommend me to take?
Okay, first of all, Richard, that -3, is that bad?
Yeah, if it means 3 standard deviations below what would be expected for a 25-year-old, which is the baseline comparison, that is osteoporosis. That's fairly severe. It does deserve treatment. And I think it deserves treatment with a combination of nutritional and mainstream medical approaches.
Mm-hmm.
The nutritional approaches that's really forgotten the most often is a basic diet. That is a diet that's not too high in protein, that is high in fruits and vegetables.
That's what I take.
Is a good diet for that. Then you build on a certain amount of calcium. They're talking about like 1,000 milligrams a day. You want to get your vitamin D level up to a measured point where it's, let's say, a minimum of 30 a day, and some people go higher. You want to be sure you're also getting other minerals such as magnesium, such as zinc. And then we get into the fancier stuff such as strontium, all of which, as far as I can tell, can be taken together with the medicines of Fosamax, for instance, except if it bothers your stomach, which has been a big problem with Fosamax, that it does bother people's stomach.
Okay.
But otherwise, you can take them together.
Okay, one quick question. Strontium, I purchased it. But it says you got to take it 1 hour before, or with, not with certain type of food that you take it. So that's why you kind of throw me off when I take it with me to the job.
Okay, here, you don't take it with you to the job. What you do is you take the strontium at bedtime.
Oh, okay.
Away from everything else. So make sure you don't take your calcium after dinner. Make sure you take your last calcium dose with dinner. don't eat for about, you know, or have anything that has any calcium within an hour or so before dinner, before bedtime, excuse me, and then take your strontium at bedtime. Take it as one dose.
As one dose at night.
Right. So if it's two tablets or whatever you're supposed to take for the day, you take
it. Three per day.
Then take it at bedtime.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Guess what? It's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health and Home Health products are discount priced at Wilner Chemist. And right now, it's 35% off list price. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Prodale.
We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you looking for that good gut feeling? Well, when it comes to intestinal health, there are billions of good reasons to take stomach-friendly probiotic acidophilus formulas from American Health. These supplements contain billions of active microorganisms that are guaranteed at time of manufacture and are necessary to encourage proper nutrient absorption. By perfecting the natural balance of specially selected hardy cultures, American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them. This is especially important after a treatment of penicillin, which has been shown to deplete friendly bacteria. A billion reasons, many probiotic acidophilus choices. One, American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors: strawberry, blueberry, banana, and plain. And for delicious on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally tasty fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, let's see, what do we do now? Okay, you know, selection and guidance, that's all. Not all you'll find at Wilner Chemists. You'll find a great discount prices as well. We always have something on sale. Well, right now we're starting a new sale at Wilner, starts Monday. America's Finest will be 40% off. American Health and Home Health will be 35% off. Planetary Formulas and Source Naturals will also be 35% off. Doctor's Best will be 33% off. Kyolic, the entire line. Everything is the entire line. Kyolic, the entire line, is 30% off. Dr. Vanessa's formula, 30% off. What else? Da Vinci will be 30% off. Country Life, 30% off. A whole bunch of 30% offs. Okay, so visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Pain Relief features Decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that Decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conica has been making natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conica calls this product Conica QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. It's currently available, for example, from Jarrow Formulas and Blue Bonnet Nutrition. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Conica.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. You know, speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, wouldn't it be fine if you, great actually, if you could find someone who knew conventional medicine and also knew alternative medicine? Where could you find a guy like that? Huh?
We're talking about Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey.
There you go.
Right. Well, thank you, Arnie, for that lead-in. This is the 1 minute in which I tell you about my practice. And basically, people who listen regularly know that we do an integrative medicine practice. And what we're integrating is the basic knowledge of general internal medicine, with all that implies about diagnosis and treatment, together with the natural treatments, the holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. And what we find is that for almost any chronic illness, whether it's a thyroid condition that your doctor may or may not have detected, whether it's fibromyalgia or chronic headaches or poor sleep or chronic fatigue syndrome, the using of the combined integrative approach seems to give better results in our hands than if you simply do just alternative medicine or just conventional medicine alone. So people who are interested in that approach, we are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty. Getting back to the phones, our next caller is Phyllis from Queens.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm having a lot of problems with reflux, burning that's going up to my mouth and even in my nasal passages, and I had heard about DGL licorice, but mm-hmm. I take Coumadin, and I'm wondering, I had heard it's contraindicated.
Really? I doubt that, but
I'm not aware of that, but let's look it up.
Yeah, DGL will be very healing. It's not going to stop your reflux. You know, getting the reflux as high up as it sounds you're getting, it sounds pretty severe.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're taking, but
I can't take the Prilosec or Prevacid. I can't take that stuff. It makes me gives me terrible headaches and doesn't agree with
me. Well, I put into the computer licorice and Coumadin, and didn't come up with any articles whatsoever. If after you talk to your doctor, you can do this experiment.
Yeah.
You add the licorice. 3 days later, get your prothrombin time measured again and see if it's any different from the way it used to be. And this would be true for any new herb, any new medicine, because they're far and away not all listed in the books. So have you found anything there, Arnie?
Yeah, I looked up Coumadin in Health Notes, and licorice is not there.
Is not there as an interaction, yeah.
No.
I'd not heard of it either. But, you know, even whether or not they've actually studied it, anything that you add to a Coumadin regimen, you should repeat the prothrombin time within, say, 3 or 4 days or a week, because things can change, and you want to be on top of it.
Well, what would you suggest for severe reflux that goes in, my mouth is burning and goes into my, what would you suggest other than that, the DGL stuff?
You say you can't take the medication?
No.
Well, you can try aloe vera.
You mean the gel or the juice?
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else? Natural?
Well, very often manipulating your diet.
Yeah.
To, you know, whether it's going to be lower in fat or lower in carbohydrates, that kind of experimenting around does matter.
Yeah, the other thing is they do have, there are demulcent herbs, things like a marshmallow can be very, very soothing, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
By all means.
I have a very limited diet because of that. In the past 3-4 months, all I eat is chicken and carrots and sweet potato. I'm very limited. I'm trying to be very careful, but I have erosions in my stomach.
Yeah, well,
and
you can't take any of the medication?
No, I can't take even the...
What happens if you take something like Tums?
Well, no, that helps. That just helps temporary, you know, that's not doing the trick.
See, if you're talking about erosions in your stomach, that's more than simple reflux. And there's both natural products and medicines that become relevant. Things like lecithin, things like primrose oil will help the mucosa or the lining of the stomach. And then there's a whole bunch of medications that also try to help the lining of the stomach. What we're talking about is more than a simple reflux.
Were you tested for H. pylori?
Yes, it's negative.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, fellas.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And next we have Sammy calling from Lynbrook, Long Island. Hi, Sammy.
And thank you for a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you.
I have two questions. The first is I have coronary artery disease, and I'm trying to eat an anti-inflammatory diet and taking anti-inflammatory supplements as part of, you know, what I'm doing for this. And I started adding 81 milligrams of aspirin twice a day. And I'm just wondering what, I know there are pros and cons of that, but given that I have CAD, I'm just wondering what you might think the pros and cons are in that situation. That's my first question.
Okay. Dr. Podell, do you use aspirin with some of your people?
Absolutely. For men, the data is pretty clear. People who are prone to coronary disease will do better, get less heart attacks if they take an aspirin at some dose. Now, the dose that is given ranges from like 81 milligrams every other day to a full 325 milligrams every other day, and certainly 81 every day is within the range that they talk about, and here you're taking 81 twice a day. Nobody really knows what's the best dose for which person, so anywhere between the 81 and the 325 would be considered reasonable.
Okay, your second question, Sammy, we'll get to after the break, okay? So stay right where you are. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. Discount priced at Wilner Chemist, 35% off list. And here's some good news. The entire American Health and Home Health lines are on sale at 35% off list. Just what I said. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back after these messages.
Is joint pain affecting the daily quality of your life? Does climbing stairs, or putting on socks or just getting out of bed in the morning hurt? This is Len Smith, the CEO of BSP Pharma, the makers of FlexNow Joint Formula. FlexNow is a totally new, all-natural dietary supplement that has been clinically shown to help reduce joint-specific inflammation and cartilage deterioration, giving you complete relief from your joint pain. With just three soft gels taken together daily, we promise you complete relief, not partial relief, in 30 to 60 days or a complete refund. So what are you waiting for? Try FlexNow today and you have nothing to lose but your joint pain. And visit us at www.flexnow.us to learn more about this great new product.
Okay, FlexNow available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And, of course, remember, Fifth Avenue is closed down 60th to 84th Street till 6 p.m. for the Greek Independence Day Parade, so you obviously want to steer clear. Harlem River Drive delay southbound side, 140 to the Triborough Bridge, and then again on the FDR Drive into the Brooklyn Bridge, northbound, some slow traffic as well as you approach the Triborough Bridge. BQE northbound side, Atlantic Avenue to the Brooklyn Bridge, slow traffic, southbound delays, LIE into the Kosciuszko Bridge, and then some more delays between the Manhattan Bridge and Atlantic Avenue. Across the Hudson River, outbound Lincoln Tunnel, center tube, all lanes are subject to closure, so that's going to cause quite a delay for you. Inbound side, though, appears to be in good shape. Head there if you can. Outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, about a 10-minute backup. Inbound GW Bridge, upper level, a 15-minute delay. If you stay downstairs, you'll be in good shape. This report sponsored by Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. If your skin looks tired or depleted, you need new Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. Seven moisturizers and vitamins plus restoring COQ10 or to noticeably improve the vitality of your skin. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Actually, most of the Green Foods line is available on sale now at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New, alive vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And, best of all, alive organic vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive, organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your nutrition questions. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Sammy, you still there?
Yes, sir.
What's your second question?
My second question has to do with specifically the food multis like New Chapter. And this is my question. You know, when you look at the, just in terms of the amounts of the vitamins, that they have in there. Like, for instance, they might have vitamin D at 400 international units. And when I've gone to the New Chapter website and I've read the frequently asked questions, there's a question that's posed just on that issue, why are the amounts lower? And the company gives an answer that I just don't quite grasp. And so I'm thinking of, you know, the so-called therapeutic amounts of vitamin D that we should have, whether it be from a multi and or beyond that, and what a food vitamin like New Chapter does, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, you picked vitamin D, you know, with vitamin D, 400 is a fairly, you know, is a basic amount.
Well,
you know,
all right,
so
I think, like, the Bs are very, very low.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, they claim that because somehow the vitamin B has been made to be more active because they've combined it with supposedly food sources. But we don't buy that.
Well, thank you.
We don't buy
much.
It either. Okay, so, you know, they make many nice products. They make some wonderful herbal products. They make good turmeric products and good ginger and stuff like that. They make some very nice products. But and a lot of people, you know, we think it's a good idea to combine vitamins with food-based ingredients, but not to claim that they've somehow been enhanced by doing that. Okay, so we agree with you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Sammy, thanks for calling. And next we have Ann from Montclair, New Jersey.
I have a question for you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Why is it that you can't get the vitamin companies to print their expiration dates on their coupons in larger print and their directions on the bottom? I've got macular degeneration, and even with a magnifying glass, sometimes I can't read them.
Okay, so the expiration dates on the bottles are
on the coupons.
What coupon?
And the coupons that they have for their vitamins.
The coupons?
That you trade in for the.
Why would they put expiration dates on coupons?
Because they have an expirated time, and then they're no
good.
Oh,
gee, I don't know about that one. What's your next question?
The directions on the bottles. I can't read those either.
Oh. It's a standard size, I guess.
No, it's not standard.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, how can I get them to change it?
Complain.
Who do I write to, ACAN?
No, I would write to the individual company that you want to use.
Yeah, but there's so many of them. They all do it.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell
you. One of the problems is if you're trying to put so much on the label in some of these that there isn't a whole lot of room.
Yeah.
But I share the experience even with my reading glasses. Sometimes I have no idea what's in
the
bottle.
Yeah, in certain cases, it's you're absolutely right.
You know, I got one coupon. I don't even know what it's for. It's written brown on brown.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sam, for that call, Ann. Feel bad not being able to help, but what are you going to do? 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. Next is Marion from Manhasset, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love listening to your program. Really educational.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about turmeric liquid. I've heard that was really good for the throat when you gargle with it. And I did call Wilner, and I know you have a few. I'd like to know what your thought is on it and what product you would recommend.
Okay, number one, I haven't heard about turmeric liquid being used as a gargle.
Mm-hmm. Well, a doctor, even when we asked about it, because it was the first time we had heard about it, and it was actually Joan Hamburg who had used it on rate and spoke about having her throat eased when she spoke about it on the radio.
Interesting.
You're the only store that had the liquid.
Yeah. I imagine the liquid is available from a couple of the herbal companies. let's see, who would have it? Herbs Etc. might have it. Herb Farm might have it. Nature's Answer might have it. I'm not sure you know, what she used, maybe even New Chapter might even have it too,
right,
because they have I haven't heard about the, I guess I have to listen to Joan Hamburg a little more.
Well, it just is that now is an allergy season, and people are starting to...
Sorry, we lost you. So if you could still hear us, call back. All right. Let's talk to Teddy from Connecticut.
That would be me. Wait, let me take you off speaker. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi.
It's
a really not a complicated question. I am 70 years old, very good health. I consider myself in very good health, even though I have been diagnosed with several conditions. They really are not actively inhibiting anything that I do. I was 10 years ago, I was diagnosed as having CREST, although today the rheumatologist that I'm going to now says that he's not sure that he would call it CREST. I have several of the features of CREST.
So what's your question?
I'm really on, the only thing I'm on for that would be diclofenac because of, you know, inflammation in my knee joint. And I also am borderline osteoporosis, osteopenia.
What can we do for you?
Okay. I would like to know about a general multivitamin. I would like to eliminate as many prescriptions as possible. The only one that I would want to continue taking is the one that I have for a slightly low thyroid, which is Levaxyl. And I do take that, you know, every day. And I don't want to take 100 pills a day because I am non-compliant. Is there a good multi to start with that would cover what you feel would be needed for an active senior adult?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few of them, and a few different companies make it. We at Wilner's make a product called Wilvite, which is meant to be taken 4 tablets a day, 2 with breakfast, 2 with dinner. That'll take care of all the basics, the Bs, the C, the E, the calcium, the magnesium, the zinc, the selenium, chromium, all of those goodies. That's a 4 a day. Natrol makes my favorite multivitamin, which is similar to that. Super Nutrition makes a whole bunch of multivitamin formulas for women and for seniors and for... So there's lots of choices for you to make in that area. And there
Ahead. I'm sorry. Would that eliminate the need for a separate omega-3 fish oil?
No. There are certain things, a multivitamin does just what it says. It gives you some of all the goodies. Some of the things you can't get enough of in a multi, as Dr. Podell alluded to earlier in the show, you just can't make the pills big enough. So you need to get your priorities in order about, you know, being compliant. If you're looking to exchange in some way some medications for some supplements.
As far as compliancy. So in addition to the Wilvite, what do you feel?
What do I feel? Okay, number one. The fish oil, I feel, is very important. I feel CoQ10 is important. Some extra antioxidants that contain things like green tea and grapeseed extract. You know, and then I would take it at that particular point. I also think a good probiotic is important, an Acidophilus bifidus type supplement.
And what is that for?
General intestinal health.
Okay.
And also your immune system.
That's
so there's
a probiotic.
Lots of, that's what a probiotic is.
And does Wilner make their own on that?
No, we don't. We just made a multi, but there's lots of wonderful products that you can use there.
And the Invitee, is that a Wilvite product?
No,
okay.
That's another company.
Okay, when you said Vite, I thought it was the same one.
No.
Okay.
You know, so that's where you'd go. And then I would address individual problems that you might have. If you had an arthritis problem, I would recommend a couple of other things. If you had an osteoporosis problem, I may recommend a couple of other things. So it's not going to be that you're taking less pills. You're not going to be taking less pills. You may be taking more pills if you want to use supplements instead of medication.
Well, I still prefer the supplements to the medication.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Teddy. Thanks for calling. All righty. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Purnell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells, so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Hey, Martha, so how are you?
Hi, Barbara. Much better now that I found all of Seagate's olive products at Wilner Chemists. Don and Arnie discovered Seagate over 10 years ago. Seagate does their own fishing, organic farming, and they process all of their own ingredients in their own factory. The way health foods companies used to be.
Yeah, before so many began importing ingredients from China.
So I've heard, just like the drug companies. But Seagate is different. For example, they make their own olive oil, olive leaf extract, olive leaf nasal spray, olive leaf throat spray, and even pediatric earache remedy made from olives. We rarely get sick anymore.
Martha, have you tried Seagate's homeopathic rash sprays? There's one for babies called Bye Bye Diaper Rash and one for adults called Stop Rash.
What a great idea. No touch, all natural rash sprays without the goopy mess. Hey, you can use Stop Rash on your old Uncle Louie. Just spray it on.
Forget Uncle Louie. I got this terrible rash on my Barbara.
We don't need to know.
Okay, just remember, Seagate is doing it right. They harvest and process all their own ingredients.
Look for Seagate's products at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Well, it's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, linoleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemist in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. And next we have Phil from Eastchester, New York.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd be able to recommend a vitamin regimen for someone taking statins.
Okay. The main danger, well, statins do a lot of good things, okay? They lower excessive LDL cholesterol. They may have a little benefit as an antioxidant. But one of the negative things they do is they lower the amount of CoQ10 that your body produces. So the main thing you need to do is supplement with CoQ10, coenzyme Q10.
And how much?
At least 100 milligrams a day, probably 200 milligrams.
And what about the ubiquinol I heard that you mentioned?
Ubiquinol is a, how old are you?
55.
Okay. At the age of 40, the CoQ10 that you take as a supplement, which is called ubiquinone, is your body needs to convert it to the ubiquinol. As we age, we lose a little bit of that conversion ability, as we lose a lot of things. And so in your case, you may want to take that 100 milligrams as the ubiquinol.
Okay. And one more, I also heard that taking too much C and E will inhibit the anti-inflammatory effects of the statins. Is that true?
I don't believe so.
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
No.
All right, good enough. Thank you.
All right, Phil. Thanks for calling. And next we have Ann calling from Toms River, New Jersey.
Hi. I just have a quick question, please, about strontium.
Sure.
Before, you recommended that you take it at bedtime by itself.
Yes.
Now, I also take Zocor, which you take at bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a problem taking the two of them together?
I don't believe so.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. The main problem with strontium is food.
Okay.
You don't want to take food. You don't want to take milk. You don't want to take calcium.
Okay.
Okay, so if you took your, you know, your strontium and your Zocor with, you know, perhaps just some water, you'd be fine.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much.
All righty. Okay, next let's talk to Margaret from Long Island. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, hi. This is Margaret. Yes, my husband recently had a colonoscopy, and they found two polyps that were not cancerous, but the doctor suggested that he increase his folic acid and his calcium, but he didn't tell us how many milligrams. What do you suggest?
Folic acid, probably about 800 micrograms a day.
800 micrograms?
Yeah. If you go to the store, you'll find folic acid either in 400 or 800. If you can find an 800, take one of those, let him take one of those a day. If he can't, if he could just find a 400, let him take two of those a day.
Okay, and should he increase his calcium also?
Yeah, calcium is a good idea, not just for the colon cancer.
Right, they're usually talking in terms of, say, 1,000 milligrams or something on that order a day. Seems to maybe have some effect in preventing polyps, which in turn may prevent actual colon cancers.
Yeah, I think the study was in the calcium in people who had the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely indicated in your husband. And 1,000 milligrams is probably a good target, you know, between what he gets in his food and what he gets in the supplements.
Okay. Would you suggest anything other than folic acid and calcium?
Definitely. Does he take a good multivitamin?
Yeah, he takes Centrum Plus right now.
I would probably take something that's a little more robust.
What would you suggest?
Lots of good ones. We talk about one that we make called Wilvite, which is good. As I've said before, my favorite multi is good. If he takes the Wilvite or he takes the my favorite multi, that already has the calcium in it, so he wouldn't need to take separate calcium.
Okay. My favorite multi is the actual name of it?
That's by Natrol, Wilvite, by Wilner's. There's a product from Twin Lab called Dual Tabs. So
okay.
There's lots of nice multis. If you if you give us a call at Wilner's, we'll give you some guidance if you like.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All righty. And next we have Mary from Hicksville, Long Island.
Yes, I take the calcium and vitamin D, but I'd like to take the strontium. And I've gotten kind of mixed opinions about, because I have a slightly lowered creatinine level.
You probably have an increased creatinine level.
Body, whatever, it's compromised.
Okay. I'm not sure of the contraindication for strontium. I don't know if you do have. It depends. How bad is your compromise?
I don't think it's too bad.
Yeah. Well, who told?
I don't know numbers.
Somebody told you not to take strontium?
Yeah. One doctor said not to. He's the arthritis doctor.
Interesting. Okay. Well.
I called him on the phone, and he has my records. So actually I had bought the strontium, I have it, but I was afraid to take it.
I'd like to. Okay, well, let's see if we...
Okay, you know what?
Keep listening. As we speak, Dr. Podell is looking it up on the internet there, and if we can find it, we'll mention it over the radio.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling, Mary. Okay, next we have Zena from Brick, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Zena.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I have a daughter who's had stomach aches for a while, and we tried different things. Someone recommended that I give her alkaline booster, alkaline water.
Okay.
Do you know anything about it? Like what exactly it helps and how much I would give a 9-year-old girl?
I have no idea what it is and why you would want to use it.
Well, they say it helps the pH balance.
Well, first of all, who's they and what's wrong with your daughter?
Well, we've tried a few different things, but she's had stomach aches, and I can pinpoint the day that they started. We went on a trip, and we bought sandwiches, and that night she had a terrible stomach ache and throwing up. And since then...
And how long ago was that?
3 months.
Have you had it to the doctor?
I've been to the doctor many times, about 4 or 5 times, and we even did a blood test. We did a sonogram. Her bowel movements, all that stuff is good. We checked for everything. Everything came back normal.
We
even did some allergy, meaning I tried to take away dairy to see if that was an issue, but that made no difference.
I'm not sure what alkaline water is other than water with a slightly alkaline pH. So other than that, I'm not sure what you would expect that it would do. Have you given her what have you treated her with?
Medicine wise?
Or anything? What have you given her?
I haven't really given her anything. I've really just tried to see, you know, if we could pinpoint what the problem is.
Okay, so what is her main complaint?
She has stomach aches in her lower belly at any various times. It's more constant than not, and it's we can't find a reason. She wakes up with it. She'll go to sleep with it in the middle of the day.
Okay.
You know,
hold on one second, Zena. Do we have an answer on the strontium?
Yes, I do. On the strontium, if you have bad kidney disease, don't take strontium. That is, if your kidneys are bad, like you're near dialysis, you don't take strontium. But if you have normal kidneys or kidneys that are just slightly abnormal, there doesn't seem to be any problem with taking strontium.
Okay, I hope she's listening. All right.
And now we have our lady here.
Yeah, so now you were saying your daughter has pain, what appears to be the pain in her lower intestine or lower bowel.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't appear to be a stomach thing. Was she tested for parasites?
No, not specifically, but she had a blood test. They tested for various things. I can't tell you specifically parasites.
Yeah, and you know, it's a difficult thing, especially with kids. I don't know what to tell you, Zena.
I think an alternative doctor, first being sure to talk to the gastroenterologist, make sure the appropriate tests were done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would do things like elimination diets. We would do stool tests looking for things like parasites that are often missed. And also look at the psychological side to be sure there's nothing that's going on there.
Right. And no, that's really okay. Like I said, we can really pinpoint it to that day. And the other question I have for you is if it is parasites, what would be the treatment for that?
There's anti-parasitic medication that you would probably need to take. There are certain antibiotics which work on parasites. There are also some natural treatments, but you're better off with the probably better off getting rid of it with you know, whichever one is specific.
Okay, and is there some kind of natural
supplement or something that would maybe, I don't know.
Okay, Zena, we're coming to the end of this hour, so we need to go. Sorry we can't answer your question. Give us a call next week or call me at the store. Okay, we're coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Chemist's Window. The Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. The Wilner Window is on again next Sunday at 2 o'clock, so please join us. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room, and Dr. Podell and I and Don and Sam will all be back, hopefully, next Sunday. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally-oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.